preacher who's worried about my soul. Will I go to hell if I lose control, he said.
Being in 61 South for over two decades, and now you're running the Hot August Blues Festival, you're one of the de facto names. When people think of blues in this area, Lou Jeton is right at the top of that list. Are you comfortable being one of the people tasked with carrying the blues tradition forth here?
Yeah, I never really thought of it that way. I just do what I do, you know. And it's funny because I'm like almost two different personas, you know. I mean, I'm Lou around here that, oh, there's the hippy-dippy weatherman. I get called that a lot. Or people have seen me play, you know, or they play and do the weather or hear me, you know, doing this, that, and the other. But it's ironic when I go out of the market and I'm playing, they don't know about all the other stuff. And then they think of me as a full-time, you know, a blues player. Like when I go up into Indiana or when I go down to Clarksdale, Mississippi and play every year. It's funny. I used to joke that when I would go down to Clarksdale, I went down and opened for Cedric Burnside one time at Ground Zero. And a guy came up to me and he said, I came down from South Bend because I wanted to hear you in a juke joint, you know. He said, are you going to play so-and-so? Are you going to play so-and-so? And I said, well, yeah, sure. And then I turned around to the guys in the band. I go, they think we're a real band, you know. Because I just think of myself as just somebody that just, I just like to play, you know. But I have been doing it for a while, you know, so there you go.
One for the road. One cause you're mad. One when you're happy.
And you've got a brand new record out called Palestine Blues. It's really good, and you've been compared to a cross between Gary Clark Jr. and Townes Van Zandt. That's some praise there.
That's some heavy stuff, isn't it?
That's a press clipping to live up to.
That means it's electric blues, but it's also very depressing. And I think that's a pretty good description, because it's really about a 10-year period in my life, which I'm still kind of on the tail end of, that went through some hard times and some bad times and some emotional times, either me or people close to me. And that's basically what it is about. It's, you know, over the years, I've kind of been known for some funny or some silly songs. Like, you know, the biggest song I ever had was Waffle House Woman. But there's nothing funny at all or anything remotely humorous about this CD.
But there's a lot of truth in this CD. Was it cathartic for you to put these experiences down as songs?
Yeah, it was therapeutic. And it's funny because the CD that I had out last year, Rain, did really well, but I wrote both of them at about the same time. I was through writing this one before I started recording the last CD. But all along I was telling people, I said, yeah, I think this one's good, but I think the next one is really going to be good. And that's the reaction that we've gotten so far, which is, it's just good. It feels kind of weird to put some of that stuff out there, but I'm glad I did. Because there's other people that come up to me and go, oh, yeah, yeah, I've dealt with depression, or I've had somebody in my family that dealt with opioid abuse, you know. So this is how I felt when I lost my job and things like that. So it's been therapeutic.
All right.
Let's talk about the Hot August Blues Festival. I guess it's been around since about 1990, is that about right?
Yeah, I think 1990 was the very first one.
And this year you are running the festival. How did this come to happen?
So I'd played it for several years and then actually dropped out a few years ago to give other people a chance to play. And then they had a private promoter that was running it, and they did a good job. And in fact, if it hadn't been for the private promoter, this thing would have ended several years ago. The private promoter decided that they didn't want to run it anymore, and they contacted me, but they also contacted some others, and another organization stepped up, this is back in the fall, and said, we'll do it, you know, or we think we'll do it, and we're interested in doing it. And I said, okay, good. And so they had contacted me, wanted me to play and everything, and I said, okay, good, because, you know, this is going to work out great. Then in February, they decided they didn't want to do it, you know. and then I got a call from the park, and they were anxious. You know, they had rooms rented, they had cabins rented. They wanted to make sure they had a festival, and they said, "Well, you know, step in and help us." And I said, "Let me think about it." When they called me, I was in Memphis at the Blues Foundation's International Blues Challenge, and I was on a networking trip. Obviously, I'm trying to meet some promoters and promote myself. And then I joked that at that point when I got the call, it turned from networking to a possible scouting mission. You know? And I started looking at these bands all in a different light. I wound up hiring actually two bands out of that. One of them that I had actually played a festival alongside in Indiana the previous year, Laurie Jane and the 45s, and they're a great band. And then the other band that I got at IBC was Al Hill, who actually won the IBC in the solo duo category. He's out of Detroit, longtime band leader for the great Betty LaVette, and he agreed to come and play. But before I told him I would do it, I wanted to really think over things. I had talked to my media partner, who is actually my employer, and he said, yeah, because we were going to partner with the other organization anyway. And he said, well, actually, I'd rather have you because you're right here in the building. And then the other call I made was to Big Mike Griffin, who I've known for 20-whatever years, because I knew he was really popular. He was Mr. Hot August Blues for many, many years. I mean, goodness gracious, you go down there, that's his picture, you know. And I called Big Mike, and I said, what do you think about coming back? You know, here's the situation. And he said, oh, yeah. He said, I'll come back. And so I said, what do you want? And he was easy on me because we don't know what to expect, you know.
Right. There seems to be a nice mix, and I'm sure there was some intentionality behind this, of paying tribute to the past of the Blues Festival and also getting some groups that represent, I guess, kind of the cutting edge of blues today.
Yeah, that's what we're looking at. When we went traditional, and of course, the greatest thing about this one, or one of the greatest things about this, and almost everybody is a personal friend of mine that I've worked with or seen on the circuit for years. Even though I wasn't really good friends with Laurie Jane and the 45s, I have become since then. But they have a unique a mix. You know, you've got the stand-up bass, you got the hollow body guitar, but yet she's more of a torch kind of singer, so that's really cool. I got Ripley Pryor, of course. He's a chip off the old block of a Snooky Pryor who played there. And in fact, he looks and sounds more like Snooky every day. And I was so glad to get him back. Ibis John, who some people down here may not be as familiar with, but he plays a lot in Illinois, but especially St. Louis and Chicago. I really like his playing style. It's almost like an electric version of Mississippi John Hurt, although he does a lot of acoustic stuff too. And we've got 2 Years Wasted, which will remind a lot of people of the Allman Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Alonzo, who's a world-class picker. He is phenomenal.
Yeah, he's on the Saturday lineup. I'm also seeing Big Mike Griffin and the Beat Daddies. You've got a lot of names that are going to resonate with people here in this area.
Oh, yeah, Little Boys Blue. They've been with the Vistone label out of Boston for a couple of years. J.D. Taylor is one of the finest harmonica players you will ever hear. And they're coming up to play. Street Corner Blue, which is your basic Chicago veteran blues band. They've got the big horns and everything. They're coming down to play out of Chicago. We're trying to get, like you said, a lot of the different subgenres represented.